From shaving the hair on your toes to plucking or dyeing your moustache, it's been reported that women keep eight beauty treatments, a secret from their men. We want to know the things that perhaps you keep hidden from your partner that give you that perfect complexion that he thinks is totally natural. And men, of course, let us know the grooming tips you prefer to hide behind the bathroom door. Earlier, I spoke to the former model and agent Anthony Miller and comedian Kate Smurthwaite.
I think it's a real shame if women feel like, oh, this is shameful or something. This is totally natural. And sure, you know, wax it, pluck it, do whatever you like with it. Who am I to tell you? In fact, you know, dye it pink and brag about it if you like. But the idea that, oh, my goodness, I couldn't possibly let my partner know that I do simple things like, you know, like shaving my body on this kind of stuff. I think, well, that's a real shame, because in actual fact, that's absolutely normal and it's absolutely healthy. And if your partner doesn't realise that that's what women are like, really, you're with somebody, you know, who really lacks a very basic understanding of the human body. And that's not a very good sign to start with.
Blissfully unaware, I think, was the phrase that was used. And, you know, the blokes don't want to know if their partner's been plucking or shaving her toenail or hers from her toes, do they really? I mean, they don't need to know that.
Exactly. I mean, I think we all know that women shave their bikini line or wax their bikini line and different bits and bobs, but I don't think anybody wants to come down and see their new missus at the breakfast table shaving her toes.
Apparently that's number one in the top 20 beauty secrets that women hide from their men, apparently, that they pluck or shave their hairs from their toes, closely followed by plucking or waxing hairs from their chin and face. Do those top two surprise you, Kate?
No, not at all. No, in fact, I can think of very few women I know who don't do at least one of those things. But I do think, I'm not suggesting that you deliberately do it in front of everybody or whatever, but I do think, like, there's a difference, isn't there, between just, you know, quietly doing it in the bathroom and getting on with it. And, you know, and for the record, you also don't have to do that. You can just grow it and be proud if you want. But there's a difference between doing it quietly in the bathroom and getting on with it and actually trying to keep it a secret. And I think it's a real shame that there are clearly a lot of women out there who feel kind of horrified and disgusted by their normal, natural, perfectly healthy bodies. That's not necessarily men's fault, but men could do a great deal to alleviate that by making it obvious that this is no big deal. You know, we wish we didn't, but we all break wind sometimes. We all snore sometimes. We're human beings, and we are not spotless and flawless and sort of blemish-free. Actually, we have all sorts of things that we'd rather weren't there, and all sorts of wobbly bits and lumpy bits, and this is just a normal part of the human experience. And I think it's fair enough to just deal with the problems in your own time, but to have to pretend that they don't exist, I think that's a real shame. I think people should just be a little bit more honest. And it's a sort of never-ever perpetuating circle, isn't it? Because if you don't admit to doing it, then people around you feel more embarrassed when they have to do it. So you get that sort of, if we all just go, yeah, my toes get a bit hairy, then people won't be so embarrassed about it. They'll go, oh, yeah, me too, this is normal. Well, maybe I'll wax them later, or maybe I won't bother. And maybe I'll just apply for a role in Lord of the Rings and shout about it.
So what do you think, Anne Miller? Do you think that everybody should, you know, let's be open and honest and have these conversations? Or do you think there are men out there who would probably rather just not know and want to see their partner in their radiant beauty and not want to know how they got into that state?
Absolutely not. I think there are some things that we should be blissfully ignorant to. Where does it stop? You know, I have had partners in the past who think it's great to go to the toilet in front of you. Now, for me, that is the ultimate turnoff. And I've got to say, somebody plucking or shaving their toes in front of me or taking the hard skin from their feet.
Yeah, but not necessarily plucking them in front of you. What if they necessarily didn't pluck those hairs from their toes in front of you, but made you aware that they had to do that?
I don't need to know. It's bathroom habits. To me, all of that stuff falls into bathroom habits, and I do not need to know what's happening behind the closed door. Making yourself look as good as possible, but I don't need to know the ins and outs of it, you know?
Let's be honest, there are a lot of men who go through a pretty... a ritual almost before they go out. I mean, a lot of surveys would tell you that, you know, they're catching up even, you know, in terms of the amount of money men are spending on beauty products. You know, the days of a man's shelf in the bathroom having a toothbrush, a bar of soap and a bottle of Old Spice are long gone.
Exactly. Listen, it is well documented. I am the Botox king. I love the Botox. I love the fillers. And I moisturize and I cleanse and I tone.
Well,
and
I certainly don't need to see you do that.
And I don't invite an audience to do it. And I certainly don't go into great detail of how it is done or any of the rest. I just hope that it looks good whenever I'm heading out from the evening.
Nobody
needs to know the ins and outs of it.
Isn't the issue here, though, aren't you sort of building up a stockwell of problems here? Because as soon as you sort of deny all this to your partner, A, inevitably, at some point, they're going to be in a hurry for the bathroom and they are going to catch you doing one of these things. And so you're sort of trying to hide it and you've got to then creep around. And then, let's be honest, as we get older, it's extremely likely that actually you are going to need some help going to the toilet at some point and this, that and the other. And if you've created a situation in your relationship where it's a disaster if that happens, that's a problem waiting to happen. I'm not saying...
You leave a rogue tub of cream lying somewhere and she'll say, I've caught him on.
With the little spider legs in it. No, listen, I think it's just good manners. You know, whenever we break wind, for instance, or burp, we try to do that out of sight and out of earshot, out of consideration for the other person, apart from anything else. And there are some things we just don't need to do, or the other person doesn't need to know we do even, or, you know, plucking your toes, what's the other thing, shaving your feet or whatever it is. I don't need to know.
Manners
if you're
shaving
the soles
of your
feet,
that's
when
you need to get
worried. Where you're needing toileted, well, you're probably...
It's the hard skin on the soles of the feet.
Worry about it whenever you have to cross that bridge.
The hard skin, that came up as well, didn't it, on the soles of the feet?
It made me dry retch a little bit, yes.
There's a huge expense in all of this, though, Kate, isn't there, for those women out there who are trying to make themselves look good? I mean, there was one suggestion quite recently that women would spend maybe £18,000 on their face over the course of a lifetime. You know, the average spends nearly £10,000 on makeup.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a practical cost just in terms of money, and there's also, you know, there's also another cost, which is that, you know, a lot of these things are painful and uncomfortable. One of the things this article talks about is wearing body slimming underwear, and you know, if you've ever tried that stuff on, you pour yourself into it.
It's definitely not comfortable.
I have.
And by the same token, in fact, even things which they don't list, like wearing high-heeled shoes and this kind of stuff, you know, it slows you down, it's uncomfortable, it can cause bunions and all sorts of discomfort. Covering your face in makeup every day is really not very good for it. You know, your body absorbs those products, they get into your system, and a lot of them are not particularly good for you, not particularly healthy, but much healthier for your skin to leave it clean and just sort of freshly moisturized. There's no doubt that there's a practical cost in terms of finance, and there's also a sort of, you know, physical cost in terms of the toll that doing all this stuff takes on your body. So yeah, it's absolutely the case that it would be better if we could kind of just say, you know what, once in a while, take a break, you know, don't wear makeup. I know personally that's what I do, is because I'm a performer, when I'm going to be on stage that night, I need to wear makeup because otherwise the lights are going to wash me out. But when I've got a few days off, I mean, over Christmas, I just haven't worn makeup for 4 or 5 days. And I don't know, my partner doesn't seem too bothered. I think he'd rather that I felt comfortable and was well than that I ran round behind his back secretly trying to pour myself into uncomfortable underwear to convince him that I was a couple of pounds lighter than I really am.
He's in the bathroom plucking hers from his feet, so he's hoping you don't find out. That's what he's doing.
Well, quite possibly, but I'm not in any doubt. I'm well aware.
I'm only joking, Kate.
That he does these things.
I'm hoping our listeners
see them in front of me. It doesn't bother me in the slightest.
I'm hoping our listeners take your policy and call us this morning, 08459 55568, and they have the courage to share what you feel necessarily shouldn't actually. We shouldn't call them secrets. They should be tips that you're prepared to.
There is actually a wonderful organisation on Facebook that your female listeners can sign up to, and it's called Women Against Non-Essential Grooming.
Excellent.
And it's a campaign of women who are going, you know what, I'll do the bit that keeps me clean and tidy, but I'm not going to spend ages rushing around doing the rest, eating my life up. I'm going to do something more interesting instead.
Kate, lovely to talk to you,
and you.
I think, Ant, you need to go and check just that lock on the bathroom door, just in case you get caught on.
Indeed.